She stood there, staring in stunned amazement at the 2 inches of broken blade jutting out of the sword hilt in her hand. Before she could recover, Crusher twisted about in furious rage, smashing her with his fist. He hit her in the ribs and lifted her off her feet, flinging her through the air for several feet before she crashed back down to earth, fighting to breathe. Pain swept through her body and she spat blood, pretty certain that the blow had at least cracked a few ribs. She didn't have time to deal with it at the moment, however, as Crusher at last found his footing and tore his leg free of the trap that had held him. He turned and headed in her direction, left leg dragging behind him, trailing a stream of black blood. Gabrielle stood there, all but weaponless, as he closed the distance between them. She cast about, trying to figure out what to do next, knowing there was no way she was going to defeat her opponent with just her bare hands, but not seeing anything that might serve as a weapon. Her gaze fell on the ruins of the trapdoor Crusher had just dragged himself free of. More specifically, on the dark space peeking out beneath it. Without giving herself time to think, Gabrielle took off running with all the strength she had left in her body, knowing she had to reach the tunnel Crusher had uncovered before he could cut her off. In her mind, the tunnel equaled safety, at least temporarily. Her sudden activity confused her opponent, and he stopped for a moment, staring at her in confusion as she raced toward him. His hesitancy gave her the extra few seconds she needed. As he raised his weapon, preparing to strike, she crossed the last few yards and tumbled into the opening as Crusher's mace crashed down behind her, smashing into the debris surrounding the tunnel opening and missing her by inches. Gabrielle scrambled forward, the smell of ash and fire and burned flesh invading her nostrils as she fought to get deep enough inside the tunnel to escape her opponent's reach. The tunnel was only lit by the thin amount of sunlight coming in through the opening behind her, and she knew when Crusher had reached it when the tunnel around her went dark. Crusher screamed in rage and thrust an arm into the tunnel mouth, slapping his hand about as he tried in vain to reach her, but her quick thinking saved Gabrielle's life. His reach was 3 feet short of where she was huddled inside the tunnel passage. "Now what?" she asked herself. Behind her, light spilled into the tunnel again as Crusher pulled his arm back and began tearing at what was left of the trap door, trying to widen the space so that he could fit more of himself into the tunnel to reach her.
"Think, Gabrielle, think!"
Hoping that Crusher would succumb to her earlier blow before he reached her seemed like a long shot. She needed a weapon and she needed one quick. But she had no idea where she was going to get it.